didn't ask for any of this.
Philly at Washington. That's going
to
be great.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. And we're going to come in here throwing touchdowns like Lamar Jackson, catching touchdown passes like Mark Ingram. Hopefully, we can get a few people to look at us like Mark Ingram looks at Lamar Jackson on post-game interviews.
Great.
And we're going to hand out advice like Lamar Jackson hands out jerseys to the other team. How's everybody doing? Josh, you're here.
Yeah, I didn't ask for any of this.
What do you mean you didn't ask for any of this?
Been hanging out with Mickey, seeing Star Wars
that
characters.
That was fun.
You gotta be good.
I've had a blast. Ate a lot of churros. A lot of churros.
Churros are delicious.
I had a pecan pie one. Ate that. Like I said, though, the Fruity Pebbles churro is the far superior churro. I had another one today, just to verify. I was correct.
Okay.
My son agreed.
I'm not surprised at all.
How have you boys been?
Good.
It's been a long week. I'm glad it's over.
We're good.
Yeah, all right.
I think this the call recorder is just not recording my voice. It's recording your guys' is just fine, so good thing I do a backup for mine. Whatever. We're good to go.
Copy that.
But yeah. So did you guys see that Lamar Jackson brought like 17 jerseys to the after the game to swap with the guys from the Jets? He was handing them out
smart.
Like they were making jokes like he was handing them out like he's at a make a wish thing. Signing jerseys, handing them out to kids.
I saw a picture of it, but I didn't see it live because I turned that game off at the half because it was out of hand.
Did you guys see the?
It was a record-breaking game. I think that's why he had so many, though, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird. You think the defensive players that he broke it on wouldn't be that excited about giving up that many guys?
You would think.
But then there also, I don't know if you guys saw the Jets. There are hoodies that say Gotham City, New York Jets.
No. Because
the only place they're good at is in the comic books because they're not a real freaking team.
They're not even. Joke. But they're not even called the Jets in the comic books.
I know. They're just trying to do anything to sell something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're good enough to beat the best team in the NFC East, so they're pretty good.
That's not saying a whole lot at all. We've talked about this.
They beat them, so.
They did.
They beat them.
Them boys, not them boys.
Three out of four teams in the NFC, or three out of four teams in the AFC East beat them boys, so three out of four.
But one thing I will say, though, is, man, if you started Lamar Jackson in your fantasy playoffs.
Fire.
It's a good look.
But I hate Mark Ingram so much.
Why?
Just because.
You might actually lose to Rob.
No, because Rob did that trade for Mark Ingram a couple weeks ago when I was giving up more stuff. But whatever. I got the karma angel on my shoulder. We're good.
You'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Ryan Fitzpatrick and me going to town.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
You are starting. There's that.
I am. I ain't scared.
All right.
Let's get into these games, though. Let's get into Seahawks, Panthers. Woo! We got an over-under of 48, and the Seahawks are favored by a touchdown at Carolina in an early game.
Whew. Yeah, that's fair.
So Rashad Penny, where I talked about that, he's out. He's on the IR. He's done for the year. And other than that, really news right now is that's about the only guy on the injury report that really worth talking about. Other than Greg Olsen, who he's done for the season with a concussion.
Well, they said Tyler Lockett is back 100%. Do you care?
So you said Tyler Lockett is back at 100%. Thank you, Kylo, for that. But so who said this? Pete Carroll? Because Pete Carroll also said, oh, Rashad Penny's knee injury shouldn't be that bad. And it's a torn ACL, so...
I don't know. I can't cite my source right now. I'm busy.
Okay. Well, he's supposedly back 100%, and that should be a good thing. And this, but I see this being a big run-heavy game. It's an early game, a big West Coast team going to the East Coast to play a early start game. It's going to be an ugly game. Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, if you want to. Curtis defense hasn't been looking good.
Curtis Samuel's a decent flex option. Sure. I do like that Jadeveon Clowney is out for illness and core. So that does help out the Panthers passing attack a little bit, since they won't have him rushing the passer.
Okay.
For his core.
His core. Yeah. Illness and core he's listed on. That's out. And then Greg Olsen also out with a concussion. So sad if you needed him for, you know, your 7 to 10 points. It's not going to be there for you this week, sadly.
But you can fire up Hollister, so it'll be just fine.
You could go that way.
You could.
I don't love it.
Man, why? No. There's just not a lot from this game. You're starting your studs. You guys starting Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He's too talented.
You're not going to stream anybody like Gardner Minshew or get crazy with it. Eli Manning playing the Dolphins.
As Josh likes to say, dance with the one that you brought to the ball.
Bingo.
Okay.
In Russell's case, you gotta play him. He's too good.
And so Tyler Lockett, are you starting him? Josh says he's 100%. His games the last few weeks have really put you down. Josh, you didn't listen to the show, but we played a lot at A or B. Player A, player B gave you some stats. You had to guess the player. One of them was a big-name player. One of them wasn't. Showing people to get away from the names to play into the stuff. And Eric guessed a few of them there, like Eminem.
I did get a couple. Not too many.
So are you firing up Tyler Lockett in your playoffs, Josh? You say go with the studs that got you there. I think you said no.
2, 3, 4.
I think you said. Who do we appreciate?
Can you guys really not?
You're cutting in really bad, man.
Yeah, you're dropping.
Is that better?
Not really. Better? A little bit. I can hear you.
This isn't working.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. Josh is going to probably get some sleep because he's got an early morning in the morning. Internets, you know, you think big cities would have better internets? Not really, but Josh is out of there. He'll be back next week, though, to break down the games for you all. Me and Eric are going to get you ready for these games, though, to get you to the championship. So here we go, because I ain't editing any of that crap out because that was gold, radio gold. Jesus Christ, this is going to be fun.
So are we starting Tyler Lockett in our playoffs against the D?
So what I want to say is no, but I'm going to, as we go on through the show, he's going to be the guy when we have a questionable wide receiver. He's going to be the guy I'm going to compare it to.
Okay.
Because that's what I like to do. I like to pull one of these early game guys out that we talk about that you want to start. You want to start Tyler Lockett, right?
Yeah.
Because we want Josh to lose his hair.
Well, not just for that. I want to win my playoffs. But, man, he hasn't looked right these last couple of weeks, and he's really hurt you. So if you made it to this second round of the playoffs in spite of that, then I think if you are going to start him, it's with a lot of hesitation and anxiety.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Now, I want to move on to the Patriots-Bengals if you don't have anything else, because I don't think we want to start either one of these defenses. The Seahawks defense been – they got a pick six last week, so we made them somewhat fantasy relevant. But other than that, they've been too up and down.
I just want to say, with Carolina's rushing defense being not very good, you should definitely be playing Chris Carson this week if you were
– Oh, yeah. Yeah, did I not say that earlier?
I don't recall. It might have
– I don't think so.
Out with Kylo there. But,
I did.
Yeah. Carson's going to have a good week.
God. All right. We got Patriots at the Bengals, man. So 41.5 over under. Patriots are favored by 10 points on the road.
What are the chances we see some kind of suspension for anybody from the Patriots for the what is it? Spygate 2? Is that work? Is that
well? It won't. It won't be any players. It won't be any coaches. Bill Belichick says the coaching staff, the players, the front office had no idea what was going on. So they pretty much nothing's going to happen during the season because they're not going to be able to pin anything on anybody.
Got it. Four games for Brady next year. Copy. No.
The deflator, baby. The deflator because he lost weight. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Patriots, I want to do the Bengals side of the ball because I think it's pretty much start nobody, right? Joe Mixon, you can start probably. You can probably start Joe Mixon.
Considering his last couple of weeks, you have to seriously consider it. I know their defense is good, but they've fallen off a little bit here lately. So I think he's okay as an RB2 or a high end flex option.
Okay. But that's where Joe Mixon's really the only guy you even want to start for Cincinnati. No Andy Dalton. Don't get cute. Don't go Tyler Boyd's a set for me, hard set.
I'm no. Taking yeah, Stephon Gilmore is going to be just licking his chops, ready to shut him down. And AJ Green is not coming. He's not walking through that door to help him out. So, and John Ross isn't going to make it any easier for him. So,
no. Now the Patriots side of the ball. This is the biggest question mark of all because I got a feeling that the weather, 36 degrees, overcast, could be worse than that in Cincinnati. Tom Brady, do you want to start Tom Brady in your fantasy championships, man?
No.
I don't either. You starting Trubisky at Green Bay over Tom Brady?
Probably, yeah.
You're starting Jameis at Detroit over Tom Brady, right?
He's already locked in the lineup. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't have Jameson this week, you're probably hurting yourself.
Now, here's the biggest. Tom Brady or Drew Locke? Drew Locke is playing the Chiefs. The reason I say this is the Chiefs will probably put up a lot of points. So does Drew Locke throw the ball a lot to get garbage time points. Are you going Drew Locke over Tom Brady in your semifinals of your playoffs? Eric?
Oh, against that Bengals defense, that's a really tough that's a tough question.
Because here's my biggest problem with Tom Brady. Let's just get it out there. I have a fear that they're going to get up by 2-3 touchdowns, and this will be a Sony Michel game. This is primed to be a Sony Michel game. I like Sony Michel as a RB2 with high RB1 upside because they should be up a lot. Cincinnati run defense is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he can get a lot of work.
Okay. I agree with you there.
Because Tom Brady could throw the ball 20 times in this game and be done throwing the ball.
My worry is that, kind of like last game, yeah, Sony Michel had a decent number of carries on the ground, but James White was everything. Because the Patriots have done it for years. They use that short passing game as their run game, and I would be worried about Sony Michel. And it will help Brady's numbers a little bit, but man, I think Drew Locke is probably a better option considering he's got Cortland Sutton, he's got Noah Fant, Philip Lindsay, and Royce Freeman there. So he's just got more weapons.
If you want to save 15 points, you go Tom Brady in that situation. If you want to try for a 25 to 30 pointer, I think you're going Drew Locke.
Yeah.
He's more likely to get 30 points.
I'll go with that. Yeah, Brady's got the safer floor, but he's not going to
It's a low floor. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Now here's the, okay, Julian Edelman's a start in PPR all day. James White, you brought it up, PPR all day. Any other wide receivers?
No, because you never know who's going to show up for the Patriots. So
I agree with
other you than Edelman and
wholeheartedly. Anyway. And then we got Tampa Bay and Detroit. A 46 over under in this game.
Is that all?
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is only favored by 4.5, which is weird because we've talked about games. In the three games we talked about, all three home teams have been home dogs.
Oh, wow.
Which blows my mind. But these have been three bad home teams. So the Lions, defense is bad. Chris Godwin has the most receptions without a drop in the NFL this year. Just saying, that's a fact.
Wow.
So he good, and he's got Jameis throwing the ball. So let's be honest, some of those balls you probably should be dropping.
Not real accurate, yeah. Good for you.
So Mike Evans is out. He's done. He's out. So I know Chris Godwin's an auto start now. Are we throwing any of these other wide receivers out there?
I think you have to seriously consider O.J. Howard after his last three games.
The tight end.
Yeah.
The tight end. You're taking him over. Crap, I can't forget the Carolina backup.
Ooh, that's an excellent question.
Minor. Whatever. You're starting him over the Carolina backup, right?
I don't remember the name.
Because Greg Olson's on.
For sure. I'm probably starting him. I mean, if you started Ryan Anderson this week, he got your big old goose egg, so I hope you didn't play him. He's definitely a better option than probably 75% of the tight ends in the league. Evan Ingram's out again this week. Mike Gesicki hasn't done anything even with, and now Devontae Parker's out, so he's probably not going to do much this week. What other options are out there? Tyler Eifert, probably not going to do anything against that New England defense. I haven't heard anything about Hooper.
Oh, it's Ian Thomas. That's why. Who's been a pretty good, but this is a bad Lions team, man.
Yeah.
And O.J. Howard's been a little safer. Are we doing any of these running backs for the Buccaneers?
No, because one of them could miss a blitz pickup and sit for the entire game. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
You don't know who's going to get a touchdown either, so.
Yeah, you're right. Lions side of the ball. I'm not starting Blaw, but and this Tampa Bay defense has been good lately.
Yeah. Their rushing defense is super solid, so.
So I'm not starting any of the running backs. Kerryon could possibly be back in this game. And even if he's back, you're definitely not starting him this week.
I don't trust him when he's healthy, so yeah.
And against Tampa Bay, who's shut down a lot of really good running backs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny Golladay, Tyler Lockett.
Marvin Jones is
out for the year.
I like Kenny G. Even if he's getting doubled, they're going to keep throwing him the ball. Because he's the only guy they got.
You're praying for a touchdown, though. You are praying for a touchdown.
You are. Who's their tight end?
I think which one? The Lions?
Yeah, why does
he just... Hockenson.
Yeah. He might be worth a look this week.
You remember when we apologized after week one of him being really good?
Yeah, boy, did we mess that up. Don't forget, folks, we are idiots. Never forget it.
Remember Sammy Watkins was really good in week one, too?
I can't believe he's going to play 12 games. I'm so pissed.
All right. Tampa Bay's defense. Great streaming defense this week.
They are. Very good option. For sure. Fire them up.
All right, we got the Battle of the North. We got the Bears. We got the Packers. Finally got a home team favorite. Packers favored by 4.5.
Yeah.
Low over-under, though. Only 41-point over-under.
It's going to be cold in Lambeau, so I don't blame anybody for setting the over-under real low. So
right now, they have the weather predicted at 15 degrees.
Gross.
That's not counting in wind chill or anything. That's just temperature.
And that is why I'm not
starting. And those Green Bay linemen will be out there with no sleeves on.
Oh. Yeah, they will. They're a hardy bunch. And that's why I will not be starting Mitch Trubisky this week because I don't think it's a good setup for him. No. Don't get me wrong. He's played extremely well the last, 8 weeks or something like that. But.
Yeah. The thing you hope for is a shootout with Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers, can sling it in the cold weather.
He sure can. He likes it in the cold. It's swelling down.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not worried about Aaron Jones. I'm not Davante Adams. I'm not worried. I know you're starting him. Like, let's just get that straight. You're starting Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, on the Green Bay side, do you want to start? Like, what do you want to start on outside of that?
Nobody. We haven't heard
Jimmy Graham's questionable right now with a wrist.
Yep.
And I really don't want to go with Jimmy Graham because that is literally the definition of praying for a touchdown.
Yes, absolutely. He's boom or bust. Geronimo Allison, same way. But they haven't.
Lazard.
Yeah, Lazard, MVS. None of these guys have really done. They've shown flashes here and there. They've had some big games here and there, but nothing consistent and nothing you want to risk in your playoffs. This is to go. If you're on a normal schedule this week, you win, you're in the title game. So you can't.
Okay.
I mean, you can't play around like that.
Well, Jamal Williams, the backup, Aaron Jones' backup, who is actually leading the Packers right now in targets.
If he's seeing that much volume, that's King in PPR. Fantasy. Put him in as a flex if you have him.
Okay.
Probably not a bad idea. Especially now, if you're in deeper leagues.
We didn't talk about a lot of guys on the Bears side. Taylor Gabriel's out with a concussion.
Yeah.
Since Taylor Gabriel's been out, we've seen a lot of Anthony Miller. Are you willing to throw Anthony Miller out there in a 3 wide receiver league? Would he be a wide receiver 3 for you? Because when you get deep in those 3 wide receiver leagues, yeah, man, it gets deep out there.
I'm trying to think of 24 receivers I'd like better, and it's after about 15, you kind of run out. You're starting to grasp at straws. So
yeah, and obviously Allen Robinson, we're starting him. I'm not worried.
100%. He's a PPR machine. Yes, you have to start Allen Robinson. The real question is
Tariq Cohen, David Montgomery. You starting either one of those dudes?
No, I don't. Definitely okay. Not Montgomery. Cohen, you could maybe think about flexing him, but he's been not real very good the last couple weeks, so I wouldn't do it. He did have a couple games there that showed some promise, but.
He's a Darren Sproles, man. Like, when he has big games, he has big games, but there's so many blah games in between.
Yeah. These are the weeks, if you get into the playoffs, like, these are the weeks I'm happy to have guys like Julian Edelman and, you know, that have that consistent production week in and week out. So,
all right, if you drafted the Bears defense, you're probably still starting the Bears defense, but I would probably start Tampa over Chicago this week. Because it's Aaron Rodgers at home.
Yeah. It's probably safer bet. You never know. He might go out and sling 5 touchdowns like Lamar this week.
Yep. Now let's warm up the weather a little bit. Let's go down to Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Grand old Opry.
Yeah. We got the Texans. We got the Titans. 2-8-5 teams fighting for the AFC South Division title. Over under on this game, 51.5 points with Tennessee favored by a field goal.
That's the Tannehill factor, bumping that over under.
Okay, Deshaun Watson, Nuke Hopkins, and Derrick Henry auto starts.
Facts.
Tannehill, I think, man, that Texans defense has been bad.
Yeah, I would say that's all right. Be careful.
Even Brady in that blowout game. Brady put up 30 points in that blowout game.
Yes, he did. No, that's okay. Just be careful with Derrick Henry. He is questionable with a hamstring right now. Keep an eye on it. Make sure he's not a late scratch or anything like that.
Especially this is an early game. Okay, so if Derrick Henry's out, would you be willing to start Deion Lewis?
No.
David Montgomery over Deion Lewis.
Forgot he was one of their running backs. I'll be 100% honest.
If Derrick Henry was out, and let's say you have David Montgomery on your team, but you could drop him and pick up Deion Lewis. Would you go do that?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure how much we're dead with David Montgomery.
No. Yeah. I mean, he's still got a lot of promise. He's very young. And redraft
this year,
yeah,
full right now.
Okay, it's probably a lost cause, but you know, he's a young guy. He'll be fine. If they get a real coach, like with a real offense, they'll be fine.
Hey now, Matt Nagy, man, he was under Andy Reid and he had that offense with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes and.
Yeah, that was Andy Reid's brainchild, not his. So
you don't know things, man. No, I agree completely. But yeah, so you do watch the Derrick Henry thing. If something happens, I think he's going to play. I think all the words are that he's going to play through this.
Yeah, I think he will too. But
this game matters too much for him to miss it. Now, if they were playing the Bengals, that'd be a whole different story.
Yeah, good call. But yeah, this may decide the division. So.
And then Will Fuller, he's out, right?
He is questionable with a hamstring as well. Now, that makes me... So, Derrick Henry, probably going to play. When you say Will Fuller's got a soft tissue injury, I'm like, ooh, sit him down.
Pivot! Yeah. Pivot!
Play. Because he is... Yeah, okay, thanks, Ross. yeah, Will Fuller is always hurt. Go somewhere else.
Adam Humphries is out with an ankle. Do you want AJ Brown? He a start? Must start? He's over Tyler Lockett, right?
Yeah.
These games the last few weeks have just been fire. And yep. This is another game where it's projected to be a shootout.
Yep.
And the play action, if Derrick Henry's back there, the play action is going
to
work.
In the playoffs, you have to ride your hot hand. You have to. So if he's getting the targets, play him. Absolutely. He'll probably get a touchdown too at some point. Even if, you know, if they go up big, he'll probably get one in garbage time. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
If Houston goes up big, I mean.
If I know you, man.
Yeah.
Broncos and the Chiefs. How is this an early game? These are two West Coast teams. Whatever. That's weird. Okay. 45 point over under. Chiefs are favored by 10. So we talked about on the Thursday show about getting cute and benching Lamar Jackson. I hope you didn't do that. Would you get cute and bench Patrick Mahomes? I think Lamar Jackson proved why you start your studs, right? So yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a start. Are we starting Tannehill over him?
Over Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Never in life. No.
Okay, cool. Those are the two guys I compared on the last show.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. I wanted to clarify with everybody. You're still starting Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. There are some guys that are, what we've talked about Lamar Jackson. He's a human cheat code. Patrick Mahomes can be that guy. He can run
when he's
like
healthy.
That.
I don't think he's fully healthy. I think his knee's still bothering him. His hand's bothering him. He's a little banged up.
He is. He's banged up, but he's a monster. And for the most part, he's matchup proof. So,
especially and I'm not worried about this Broncos healthy, defense. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes start. Tyreek Hill start. Travis Kelce start.
Yes.
And then Courtland Sutton on the Broncos side is a start. Philip Lindsay, RB2.
Yeah, if you're still here with him, end, but you should start him. Yeah.
He got a touchdown last week, so
yep. Keep an eye on Noah Fant with that hip irritation, right? He's questionable, so if you had him if you have him plugged in after his big game last week, keep an eye on that situation.
Man, NFL.com has to work on their names. They called Josh Gordon Joshua Gordon on their thing.
Yeah, that's
and it's Vonnie Miller. Vonnie Miller. Do you have the same thing up that I do?
Yeah, I do.
I saw Vonnie Miller. I'm like, what the hell? Okay.
Yep.
So Vonnie Miller is full participant in practice. Who cares? Okay, running back situation for the Chiefs. Are we just staying completely away from this whole situation?
Yeah, Damian Williams still questionable with that rib and apparently ill as well. So,
yeah.
Don't love that. And then, we signed Spencer Ware, is that a week ago or 2 weeks ago now?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not touching. I like Darwin Thompson for the future, but not right now.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy is... He's a guy.
It's a pure running back committee. You can't, don't trust any of them.
Okay. What about any other wide receivers for the Chiefs? Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman.
I like Hardman better than Sammy Waffles. He's been just absolutely awful all year. I don't understand why. Yeah, Watkins.
Sammy Watkins?
Yeah. He's
not part of the game. I don't think he's part of the game plan. Honestly, I just think that's what it is. Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman are these guys that can break the plays.
And Kelce is probably one of the safest options you have in football.
So Kelce's your possession guy, and you have two deep threats. So now what is Sammy Watkins' role in this offense?
You would think he would be the guy running stuff underneath those deep routes with Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman's speed, because let's face it, the safeties basically have to turn their hips immediately as the ball is snapped to keep up with them.
I love corners when they're playing man on Tyreek Hill. They're 10 yards off, and as soon as the ball is snapped, they turn and bail. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude hasn't even taken out yet, and they're just turning and bailing. Like,
yeah. So why isn't Sammy Watkins just getting easy outs and slants underneath?
Well, Sammy doesn't get that kind of. They still press Sammy a little more. Tyreek Hill, they don't even try to press him. They're 10 yards off, and he's so open on those little curl routes. He just goes up 5 yards and turns around like the ball's right there.
Yeah, but they could do things where they stack them on one side and he would just get easy catches because of their speed.
Yeah.
So
no, it is crazy. I don't know what's going on with him. Yeah. Similar to Brandon Cooks in LA. You know, there's two guys that like super talented dudes that we've seen stuff from in the NFL
that are always hurt and never do anything.
Brandon Cooks was in a Super Bowl, sir.
Oh, pardon me.
And he got killed. All right. The game of the week, baby. Dolphins at the Giants. The battle for the second pick?
Yeah.
Holy guacamole, boys.
Who will be the second pick? Do we have any idea?
I don't know, because the Redskins are down here at 3-10 as well. So if the Giants win this game, the Dolphins – or yeah, the Giants win, the Dolphins lose, the Redskins – we got three teams at 3-11. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I mean the actual like college player that would be the second pick, because obviously the quarterback from LSU is going to be number one, no matter what.
I don't know, man. That was it. That defensive end or tackle from Ohio State.
If Cincinnati or Miami is first, Joe Burrows is going to one of those places. You're high if you think they don't.
Oh, man! But he's after what the Bosa brothers have done, like in Ohio State's just saying, oh, we can. You want somebody to get a quarterback, that's all we teach here.
I would trade down. I would trade down if I was either of those teams, because you need way more than just a quarterback. But
I heard something stupid with since we're talking about the Giants might take a quarterback next year because they might fire their head coach and everything. And I'm like, okay, now we're just getting
We're going to have another lame duck Josh Rosen situation up in.
Dave Gettleman has a plan and you don't understand it.
Understand it. You don't need to know about it. Oh, boy.
All right, let's get into this game, though. Yep. Dolphins. DeVante Parker, do you think he plays? I don't know if he cleared concussion protocol yet. I
believe he did. He's still questionable with a concussion. I don't love it. I'm going to probably say he's out. So don't count on him being there. He didn't do a whole lot last week anyway, from what I recall, unless I'm crazy.
He did get an extension this week, though. So here's the thing. DeVante Parker practices in full. So he could, if he clears concussion protocol on Saturday when you're hearing this, I think he'll play. As long as everything goes good and he's still not in the protocol. He did practice on full on Friday, which is a good sign.
That's a very good sign. Still makes me nervous, though.
Yeah, it does. And if he doesn't play, and Albert Wilson is also questionable with a concussion, then I have to fade Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if you give me DeVante Parker out there with Ryan Fitzpatrick and no running game.
I mean, he was only 2 for 28 last week. That worries me a little bit. Alan Hearns had way more targets. Parker, he was only 2. I know he got hurt, but.
But who were they playing last week? Exactly. They weren't playing the Giants.
They had the Jets last week. They're not much better.
They're not the Giants. Because I don't know if you know this, but the Eagles beat them, and they only had two wide receivers. One of them was a backup quarterback.
This is in Buffalo. Quarterback in college. Or not in Buffalo.
It's at New York.
In New York. I'm thinking Buffalo, because I'm thinking
Fitzpatrick doesn't care about that. He played up at Buffalo, baby.
He was not good in Buffalo.
He played everywhere.
He was not good in Buffalo.
He had that one. His best year was in Buffalo with Stevie Johnson. Woo, baby.
I forgot Stevie Johnson even existed. Nice.
Gabe went to Kentucky. What's up?
You're such a home.
I know. Okay. We're not starting deep. if you're in a really deep two QB league, go ahead with Eli, but he's a complete dart throw. Don't get crazy with it. Mm-hmm. Evan Engram still has not practiced. He's going to be probably out.
What a letdown. I hope
you're welcome.
I hope you didn't take him early if you in redraft, because goodness gracious, he's killed you.
And Darius Slayton. We like Darius Slayton, right?
I like me some Darius Slayton. Yes. He's a Darius nice Slayton. Piece.
Darius Slayton or Tyler Lockett.
Oh, I hate you. I think Lockett's floor is safer, but I think Slayton has that boom potential. He really, especially in this matchup.
Yeah.
Man. Tyler, what happened to you, buddy? You were doing so good. Ugh.
Yep. He was. But this game's just going to be a garbage fest, so do what you got to do in this game.
Yeah, they're just going to be chucking it all over the place, because neither of these teams, well, I stand corrected. The Dolphins can't run the ball at all. Ryan Fitzpatrick will probably lead them in rushing again. And then the Giants, hopefully Saquon does something this week for you.
Hopefully. Eagles, Redskins, man. Eagles and Redskins. Adrian Peterson, we starting him? No. Okay, cool. We're done with the Redskins. Moving on. Terry McLaurin, though. Honestly, though. We saw Darius Slayton light up the Eagles. Do you think Terry McLaurin can get a couple deep ones?
I think he can
low end wide receiver three.
Yeah, low end flex option. He needs that touchdown, and I can't guarantee it. So,
yeah. That's. I mean, he's a low end dart throw guy. Philly, I think I might start him in the lead over what we'll talk about in a little bit. But
yeah, Philly's D has been bad, and their offense is so beat up. That's a bad situation all around. So he could do something. But
speaking of Philly's offense, Alshon, he ain't playing. Nelson Aguilar, if he's playing, you ain't starting him.
Yeah, he's got a bum knee. Jordan Howard, shoulder. It's a rough looking.
So, with that being said, Carson Wentz. I know Zach Ertz, we're starting him. Other than that, on the Eagles, I don't know what to do. Because even Miles Sanders was out of the game for a little bit last week. The Eagles are in a fight for their lives for this playoffs.
Yeah, because Dallas is leaving the door open. It's ridiculous. You know, the Redskins are still mathematically in it to win the division right now. It's insane to me.
Well, they won't be once the Eagles and the Cowboys play each other? And that's what, because I was like, dude, if the Giants win this game, they can make the playoffs, but they can't because the Eagles and Cowboys play each other. So that'll mathematically eliminate both those teams.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
If they tie, I don't know. That might change.
There's probably some weird scenario where they can get in. But either way, I think
Carson Wentz.
I don't love it. We saw a bunch of weird, like, three tight end sets out there last week because they really don't have anybody else to throw out there. But the Giants couldn't stop it. And I don't know if Washington will be able to either. So I think Dallas Goedert is a decent option. At tight end, if you don't have anybody better or somebody suffered an injury that you were hoping was going to be here this week, like if you're a Jared Cook owner.
Carson Wentz or Eli? Eli's playing the Dolphins, man.
Eli, I hate you.
Exactly. We said he's low end, so I cannot in a one QB league tell you to start Carson Wentz.
Yeah, no, not in a one QB league, no.
So I can't even.
There's no weapons there. And Miles Sanders, he's not on the injury report, but goodness, he might get hurt again at the beginning of the game. Yes. So.
And they still do a running back by committee there. Jay Ajayi is out there doing I don't know what, but he's out there.
Yeah.
Eagles defense, though. Whew. Give them to me, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nobody on the other side that really scares me. So.
All right. We got the early games done, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
I see.
And those are the early games. So let's move on to this afternoon slate. Jaguars. Raiders, two teams that are way underperforming, and it is, what are you going to say? DJ Chark, though, he out.
So sad.
His name's Darnell? Daryl?
Is it?
It's Daryl.
Oh, no, no. Daryl? Yeah, Daryl. Poor DJ Shark. He's so good.
He's out.
Yep.
Hunter Renfro's out. Which you want to start him?
Yeah, no big deal. Josh Jacobs questionable. I don't.
Yes, he says he wants to play. I don't know if the team's going to let him play because whatever, he is a trooper.
I would be protecting him if I'm the owners. I'm like, you sit down, sir. You're still going to get your check.
We'll see. But if he plays, you start him, right? This Jacksonville run defense is bad.
Yeah, and he just gets a ton of volume, and he had a broken shoulder, and he was still putting up great numbers. So yes, you have to play him if he plays.
All right, Derek Carr. No.
Okay. No.
Thank you.
Don't love him.
Tyrell Williams, that the shine wore off on that a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Nope. And then
Waller.
You're starting him. He just gets too many targets.
He does. Just sheer volume alone. He probably won't get a touchdown.
It hasn't been great.
He'll have lots of targets and lots of yards.
Yeah. So Darren Waller, still a start. Jacksonville side of the ball. Gardner Minshew.
In two QB leagues, he's not a terrible, terrible option. But there are.
I'm sorry. I'm starting him in a two QB league.
There you go.
Over Jimmy Garoppolo.
What? Oh, yeah. They're probably going to be up big and close the door with the running game. Yeah, that's fair.
And so, Leonard Fournette, you're starting him. You're just praying they use him in the passing game some more, man.
I just pray they
use him. God, it was so good.
Goodness gracious, that game last week was. Oh, it was rough.
You said D.D. Westbrook. You starting D.D. Westbrook?
No. I like Conley better. Play Conley.
Okay. Chris Conley.
Yep. Am I right? Yeah, right. Conley, yeah.
Yeah, you were right. You got it right. Don't question yourself. Browns Cardinals, man. Holy guacamole.
Yeah.
It's 49.5 point over under.
Good. So they're expecting them to just air it out the whole time.
Which running back has a better day in PPR, Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
I hate it so much.
It's true, though. It's probably going to happen.
He's became the passing down and the goal line back. He's everything you want in PPR.
Yeah, because they'll throw it to him at the goal line.
Yeah, or they'll let him run it. They pull Nick Chubb out. I don't know what it is. Freddie Kitchens, whatever. Do your thing. So here's my thing with Odell Beckham. I'm thinking about starting Terry McLaurin over Odell Beckham this week. Even in a nice matchup, Odell's hurt. Only 200-yard games the whole season. Am I crazy?
No, because he's still got the sports hernia. So he is probably a decoy.
I haven't officially done it in my lineup. But Darius Slayton, I've already moved Darius Slayton above him and moved Odell down to flex.
That's, no, you're not crazy.
It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs, man.
Like, yeah, you got to have point. You can't get another 6-point effort from him like last week. Like, Darius guys got hurt and almost outscored him last week. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't play OBJ. I would be curious to see two things. I would be curious to see, percentage of teams that made the playoffs with Saquon and percentage of teams that made playoffs with OBJ. Just because of where they got drafted.
Probably not that high.
Probably not. But I'd love to see the numbers.
Well, Saquon's year was just terrible with being hurt and then the stuff he's putting up the last 4 weeks. Yeah. Like, he's probably, because he was hurt, you didn't put him in your lineup. You were good with that. But as soon as he came back, it was just bad games. Now, Jarvis Landry's a start.
Yes.
You can, if you want to start these quarterbacks, start both these quarterbacks. I don't care. I don't know what's going to happen. You can start Christian Kirk, too. I think he'll get enough targets for Cardinals. Now, here's the biggest question mark, though, for the Browns. David Njoku. He's back. It's the Cardinals. If Josh was here, he'd be like, you do it, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to say no. Yeah, it's a great matchup, but Njoku hasn't played since...
If he played last week, I would be more inclined to do it.
Yeah. But
this is first game back.
I'm still worried he might not actually play in this game. Like, I know he's not on the injury report, but I'm still worried he might not play.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he might be active, but not play.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. Okay. Anything else from that game? I'm not starting either one of those offenses.
Do we like?
Oh, what? Yeah, Cardinals running backs. Duh.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Kenyon Drake 1, David Johnson 2, and Chase Edmonds is a 100% drop unless you're in some kind of super deep dynasty.
Mm. All right, there you
have
it.
David Johnson isn't. I can't start David Johnson though.
Kyler Murray.
I said you could start him. I'm not scared of this Browns.
Okay. Yeah, offense. I wouldn't be either. Their defense is. Yeah. They spent all that time building it with first round picks and now they can't do anything. That's
well, weird. One of the first round picks, try putting somebody's helmet back on for him and guys have spent it forever. All right. Vikings Chargers.
I like this game. I'm actually looking forward to watching this game. Cause there's a lot of good fantasy stuff here.
Okay, I can't take my homerism out of this game, so you just talk to me about this game. Because I'm too much of a homer to talk about this game.
Why can I not find the injury report for this game? What happened?
It's
here we are.
In jacked up order.
All right, so Alexander Mattison is out, so no big deal. Xavier Rhodes, questionable with an ankle injury. He hasn't been good anyway. Bad. And they're on the road. That's that Vikings road defense, right? So nice weather, though. I like Eckler. I like Ingram. I like Keenan Allen, Philip Rivers, Kirk Cousins.
Did you say Ingram?
Yeah. I meant Gordon. Melvin Gordon. Excuse me. I don't know why I said Ingram.
So here's my okay. I disagree with you, Melvin Gordon.
Really?
The Vikings run defense is really, really good. Now, Austin Eckler will get it done in the passing game. I do agree there. But I worry they've only allowed three or four rushing touchdowns all year.
Are they on the road though? Are they allowed on the road?
Even though they've played more than one road, two road games.
I think he'll be. I think he'll still be okay.
Now, am I starting him over? No, I don't even know what I was gonna say.
Do you like him better than Nick?
I'm starting him over the Cardinals guys.
Sure. Do you like him better than Nick Chubb?
No.
No? Just a thought.
I like him better than Redskins guys. I like him better than the Eagles guys. I like him better than Dolphins guys.
That's not saying.
There's a lot of
hardly anything.
I like him over the Broncos running backs. I like him over the Chiefs running backs. I like him over the Texans running backs. I'm just throwing so many running backs out there that you have to start him out of sheer necessity.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm not expecting a big game. Sorry. That's all I meant to say.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs. You starting Stephon Diggs?
Yes, I am. Only on the off chance that he has a big game. But, oh, it hurts my heart.
Casey Hayward's going to own his butt.
We'll see.
Adam Thielen, limited in practice. Is Adam Thielen going to play?
Probably not.
Okay, bigger question. If he plays, do you play him?
No.
Okay, cool. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I love it. I like it. Let's move on.
Nothing.
Unless you don't want to move on.
Nothing on Dalvin Cook. He's good. He's 100%.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook's good to go. Hunter Henry's good to go. You're starting both those.
How about Rudolph? The red-nosed reindeer.
If Thielen's out,
he gonna bring you a present. So just like Josh said couple weeks ago, fire him up if Thielen's out. I like it.
Yeah,
cool.
Rams Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Now we're going. Now you're bringing my homerism into it. Actually, I'm not a homer 100%. At all though, because I hate my team.
Gerald Everett is gonna be out. He's probably out all season. Tyler Higbee's a tight end. You like Tyler Higbee more than you like Rudolph?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Are the Rams going back to start them all except Brandon Cooks?
Yeah, it's looking that way because they're finally starting to use Gurley more. And then Bob Forrest has been their best receiver for the last 2 weeks in a row. And Kupp still had a respectable game last week. So,
Bob Forrest has been their best receiver all year, and he has one touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still think Kupp's the better receiver, and in terms of fantasy points, I'm pretty sure he is too. But
Kupp had a zero, baby. He had a zero this
he
year.
He did have a goose egg. Hey, Bob Forrest was a 5 p.m. scratch for the Sunday night game, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Personal reasons. I forgot about that game.
Yeah.
Okay. But with that being said, I like all those guys because I see that this could turn into a little bit of a shootout with Dallas. Maybe not a shootout, but a there's going to be a lot of points probably scored on both sides.
I agree because none of these defenses – Dallas's vaunted defense, like their passing defense, was very good against quarterbacks for fantasy earlier in the year. They have fallen off greatly, so don't worry about
better
that.
Better competition changes that a lot,
right? Crazy,
yeah. All right, Cowboys side of the ball.
Amari,
Dak Prescott,
Dak. Yeah, I'm starting Dak. So I'm starting Jameis and Dak this week in one league.
Okay.
Although I am nervous, I don't know if I should. Well, have
the good thing is, Dak even in garbage time. Well, here's my thing: Dak in garbage time will put up points. Kirk Cousins in garbage time probably isn't doing what Dak is doing.
Yeah, he literally throws it like 15 times. So I got away with one last week with him, but
yeah. So I like that Zeke. You're still starting him, man. It's Zeke.
He did have two scores last week. I hope they keep going to him at the goal line again this week, like they did last week. That would be great. Amari, you got to start. I think Gallup is still a good flex option, and so is Cobb.
I want to go back to Amari.
Okay.
He's getting Jalen Ramsey the whole game. Jalen Ramsey is going to be on him.
Yeah.
Are you fading him at all?
Probably. Probably wide receiver too. Just because
Amari or Stephon Diggs. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a great one. That's a great one. And normally I would say Amari just out of sheer
Stephon Diggs doesn't have a great... But Stephon Diggs doesn't even have a great matchup either.
No, he doesn't. Ooh, boy. I think I go with Amari there. Diggs has not impressed me at all.
Amari or Tyler Lockett?
Man, I think Lockett.
I agree because I could see this being another zero game.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think it's zero. Okay, it's going to be, I can see it being a single digit game. How about that? Let's be a little more realistic.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't fear anybody chasing down Russell Wilson from Carolina. I worry that Dak gets rattled by Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
So it could happen. It might
speaking. Not. Speaking of getting rattled, Matt Ryan's playing the 49ers. I take that back. I actually am starting. I flip-flop that. I have Matt Ryan on the bench for Gardner Minshew, not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. TQB League. That makes more sense to me. We like that.
Because Matt Ryan is going out of the 49ers.
Is that against me this week?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. I don't even know what to do. Calvin Ridley is out for the season. Julio Jones, you're starting him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he's playing, you have to. And then.
But is that it, though, for the Falcons?
Russell Gage?
Honest. Against this 49ers defense?
Yeah, that's
a good point. Even though they won the game, you know this 49ers defense, this pass rush, these players. Richard Sherman, in particular, is really mad that they gave up like 47 points last week.
So he is listed as out with a hamstring injury.
Who?
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. He's still going to be yelling and cussing on the sidelines at these guys.
Yeah, this defense is probably
I meant out more of him as a vocal point, like in the meetings and the practices, yelling about missed assignments and stupid stuff of why they got beat.
Yeah, they're probably going to be out for blood after giving up 46 to the Saints last week. So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a real bad day for the Falcons. I don't see Devonta Freeman doing anything in this game.
Yeah, Devonta Freeman, as much as I wanted to start him after what I saw last week, I can't against the Niners. I just can't in good faith.
Yeah.
Gets that front four? Mm-mm.
They nasty.
And Matt Ryan? I can't do Matt Ryan either. I would stream over Matt Ryan.
Yeah, because he's a mummy, and good Lord, if they get after him early, it's going to be it's going to be a tough day for him.
Offensive line has not looked good all season.
Mm-mm.
All right, 49ers side of the ball, though. Name me the running back you want to start.
Been saying for weeks, give me Raheem Mostert, baby.
Okay, he's one. Who's two? Burita or Tevin Coleman?
I don't remember what they did last game. I'm going to say Burita because I don't think Tevin Coleman did anything.
He had like six touches.
Yeah.
All right. So Burita and then Tevin Coleman dead last. And you know what that means this week? Tevin Coleman's going to blow up. Raheem Mostert's barely going to see the field. And Burita's going to break two big ones because that's what happens.
Yeah, it could be. It totally could be. And if this game gets super out of hand, you might see all of them do well. So,
yeah. Now, rank the wide receivers for San Francisco. There's really just two we're talking about, right? Emmanuel Sanders
and George Kittle.
And Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel. George Kittle's a start. Like, let's get. Yeah. George Kittle's. I know. You're starting.
Emmanuel Sanders, a lot of these Debo Samuel. Receivers anymore. The way they run routes, the way that, where they line up. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But ask Jimmy Graham about getting paid like a wide receiver, though.
Sore spot.
All right. So, do you think Debo right now is better for fantasy than Emmanuel Sanders? Emmanuel Sanders had a great week last week.
He did. The Falcons, do they have a shutdown corner? I feel like they don't.
They don't have a shutdown anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Only thing they shut down on Sundays is Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
Oh, sad. It's God's chicken. Can't have it on Sunday. Feels bad. Anyway, I like Manny Sanders in this matchup.
Okay.
Debo has that big play potential, but I think in PPR formats, in standard Debo, in PPR, you have to go Manny Sanders because he is going to see the volume. He's going to see a lot of targets, and he's going to make good on them if he's healthy, which he is, finally. All right.
I love that stuff. We talked about that game. Oh, God, I'm all cattywampus right now.
Discombobulated.
All right. Bills, Steelers, Sunday night. Do you know this is the first time Bills have been on Sunday night football since 2007?
No. That's sad. Why?
The Bills Mafia has been getting robbed. They haven't been able to slam tables on Sunday night football for NBC ever.
Those poor guys probably have to all have Sunday tickets so they can watch their team.
They've probably been flexed out of a lot of games.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'm thinking happened to the Bills. The Bills, who are 9-4, if they win and somehow the Bengals can pull a miracle off, the Bills could have a tie for the lead for the AFC East with a game with the Patriots coming up.
Yeah. That's a tall order, though. Because that defense is just so ever since they got Minkah Fitzpatrick, just they've been crushing it.
Yeah, Steelers.
Yeah.
With that being said, these are two really good defenses. I think you could probably start both of these defenses in fantasy because of how good both these defenses are.
Sure.
And 100%. They are both great start options because one, Juju is still not playing. James Conner is a questionable.
He ain't playing.
Steelers can make the playoffs, man. Like,
I know they can.
Stuck at 8-5.
Mike Tomlin might win Coach of the Year. Just if they get in, if they somehow get in, or if they're close, like if they're in it on the last day of the season, the regular season, I think he'll get Coach of the Year just for what he's done with this team.
And it was only a couple years ago he was yelling at AB for doing Facebook Lives in the press room.
Yeah, in the locker room.
Crazy. Right. Yep, that's it. Are there any Steelers you're starting on offense?
In standard, probably Benny Snell.
What if James Conner plays?
If on the outside chance he plays, then probably I wouldn't play any of them then. If they're going to all split carries, because Jalen Samuels might get some passing down work, but if Conner's in there, he might take that away from him too, so.
And then if you start James Conner, he could go out in the first series because his shoulder jacked up again. Because that's what happened last time he came out there.
Yeah.
And then the wide receiver situation there, I don't know who it's going to be. I can't.
James Washington.
Washington.
Deontay.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? So it could be either one of those guys. You ain't starting Duck Hodges. Josh Allen. We going Josh Allen against the Steelers defense?
No, because I made the mistake of playing him against Baltimore last week, and boy, did that bite me in the butt. So I don't
I think there's enough streamers out there this week to start over him.
There's better options. If you're in two QB leagues, you probably might still play him because he can still
Cole Beasley, John Brown.
Nope.
Like Devin Singletary.
I don't know how the Steelers rushing defense is. Is it good?
Their whole defense is just bad, man.
Probably not. Or honestly, you're probably going to play him, but I would not expect a big game.
This game's going to end up being like the Saints 49ers game from last week.
I'd be incredibly surprised, but it could be. I see more like a 9-7.
I do too. I honestly see something like that. That's why I like both these defenses. And I can see that 9-7 being defensive touchdowns.
Right.
Okay, Monday Night Football. Colts Saints. Man, ESPN thought they had one. And then good old Andy Luck said, I'm retiring. And then they're like, okay, Jacoby Brissett's looking good. We're good. Oh, then T.Y. and the whole wide receiver core for the Colts goes down.
So, Zach Pascal was good.
Zach Pascal, Odell Beckham. Okay.
Like with no hesitation, Zach Pascal.
Exactly. Yeah, and we've talked about this. Marshawn Lattimore plays a lot better when he has a surefire guy he's going to lock down. And I think against this Colts team, he doesn't know he's going to lock down.
Sure, because let's see. Who was their big play guy? Marcus Johnson last week, 3 for 105 and a score. He got 7 targets. So that's
Are you chasing those points?
Me?
No.
Me personally, yeah, okay, no. Cool. But
Jack Doyle.
No.
What? Mm-mm.
There are better. Okay. I'd rather have OJ Howard.
Okay, I don't agree with that. Because Cameron Brate's still there. Jack Doyle's like the only healthy guy from training camp on this team.
2 for 27 last week. I don't like
it.
He's so up and down. He's still up and down, even with T.Y. Hilton and Eric Ebron out. Like, you do not have a better opportunity than right now, and you're not doing anything with it. So,
okay, I agree. Okay, cool. I'll agree with you. Jack Doyle, hopes and prayers.
Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Fire him up and hope you get that 2007 Drew Brees at 3-5 touchdowns.
This Colts defense has been good, though, and I don't think we're getting Drew Brees from last week, but it's still Drew Brees, and he's showing us Drew Brees at home you're starting. Michael Thomas is a must-start. Now, here's my question, though. Alvin Kamara.
I knew you were going to ask me about this.
I know, but do you want to get crazy? And would you be benching Alvin Kamara for Raheem Mostert?
That's who I had in my head, too. yes, I think so. I think.
Would you be benching Alvin Kamara for Jamal Williams, the backup for the Packers?
No.
All right. And Marlon Mack's back, too, right?
He is.
Are you starting
him?
Marlon Mack or Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara. Because Marlon Mack only had 38 yards and a touchdown. He had 9 points with a touchdown. Alvin Kamara can still PPR go big.
It up.
Yeah, he can still PPR it up. He can still go big. He can break big ones still. So.
And then Latavius Murray, are you going to give him a dart throw?
Except for 69, no. You're looking at a pedestrian. You're looking at a low-end flex option for him at best on a good day.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you start him over Carlos Hyde? Who's playing the Titans?
Yes, that defense is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you start him over Royce Freeman, who's playing the Chiefs?
No, because I think they're going to have to throw it, and Royce Freeman doesn't see any passing game work. So,
okay. Oh, here we go. David Johnson or Latavius Murray.
You ever going to let me off the hook here or what?
No, you. I'm surprised you guys never throw these at me.
Latavius Murray.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
He's a low end flex. If you're one of those people that are like, I need to have somebody on Monday night, go for it, whatever.
I mean, you don't have to. If you want to be a really run, if you want to give yourself some false hope because you got one guy left, sure, go ahead. But play your studs.
Okay, how about this? If you're a James Conner owner and you're holding out hope that he's going to actually play on Sunday night, grab Latavius Murray for Monday night in case James Conner doesn't play.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to outscore James Conner anyway, so.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that could be something people could do out there.
You could.
Because Latavius Murray is probably available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he is.
All right. I think that's it, man.
You done?
I think so. This is a long one. Man. Doesn't feel like it, but it was a long one.
Yeah. It's a good time, though. Good time.
All right, man. Send it on the way. Thanks for listening to Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You got Eric at Gunsavell19. You got Brad at Tack Jones. You got Josh, hashtag Kylo Ren, at FF Josh Hughes. And you can listen to us at Empty Wagon FF. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on anything. Tell your friends, tell your wives. They're teaching everybody about fantasy football up in here. Later.
Later. Good luck in the playoffs.
Bye.